Paul Pelosi attacker lived in Berkeley hippie commune. By Jordan Dixon Hamilton on October 29, 2022. David DePop, the man accused of attacking Paul Pelosi with a hammer, lived inside a school bus parked outside of his former lover's home in the weeks leading up to the attack, according to his neighbors. DePop's neighbors said he slept back and forth between a broken-down camper van and a school bus parked outside pro-nudist activist Gypsy Taub's home in Berkeley. According to DePop's neighbors, Margarita and Julio Gonzalez, he used to live inside the house with Taub and her family before staying off and on in the buses parked outside. DePop, who shares two children with Taub, was in a romantic relationship with a pro-nudist activist before she married someone else. DePop served as best man at Taub's nude wedding, which ultimately led to Taub's arrest for being naked in public. According to DePop's neighbor Ryan Lacoste, there was a huge fight at the Taub DePop compound one day after Taub's wedding. Lacoste said he wasn't surprised at all after learning that DePop was the man accused of breaking into Pelosi's residence and attacking Paul Pelosi. "I wasn't surprised because another crazy story is coming from someone in that house," Lacoste said. "They are always toxic and always up to something. They are always on the news and trying to be activists. They always want to be in the spotlight." A closer look at Taub's residence and the buses DePop reportedly slept in revealed an affinity for left-leaning political causes, which stands in contrast to attempts to link the attacker to MAGA extremists. As Breitbart News reported, for example, an American flag with rainbow colors and marijuana leaves can be seen in front of the house. Looking closer, a handwritten Black Lives Matter sign can be seen hanging in one of the home's windows. Further, another sign posted in a different window reads, "Berkeley stands united against hate," which refers to a Berkeley-based organization that aims to stop the hate and implicit biases that are a dangerous threat to the safety and civility of our neighborhoods, towns and cities. A closer look at the van parked in Taub's driveway showed more signs of support for left-leaning political causes. One sticker on the van read, "Ain't no sunshine until capitalism's gone." Another sticker had a sarcastic dictionary entry for the word liberal, which defined it as one who is generous, one who favors greater freedom in political or religious matters, one free from prejudice or narrow thinking. The sticker said antonyms of liberal could be stingy, mean, bigoted or conservative. The camper van also had an advertisement for a natural addiction treatment hanging over it, which according to reports, advertises the use of the psychedelic drug ibogaine that the DePop family brought back to the United States from Mexico. Another neighbor told reporters that the DePop family are very radical activists. "They seem very left. They are all about the Black Lives Matter movement. Gay pride. But they're very detached from reality," said one neighbor who identified as Trish. "They have called the cops on several of the neighbors, including us, claiming that we are plotting against them. It's really weird to see that they are willing to be so aggressive towards somebody else who is also a lefty." Jordan Dixon Hamilton is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at dixonhamilton@breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter.